Fat, I hear there's now a rush hour coming out of my old state of South Australia.
Spot on, Jimmy boy. A couple of flogs named Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
No, they're mates of ours. Well, you would even say Jars is a mate of ours.
Oh, what about Bluey, Bluey, Bluey? We all mate Bluey. I love you, Bluey. Play cricket. Oh, and Bernie thinks he can beef people. Went for 8 minutes and put everyone to sleep. And what about Jars? Well, Jars.
Brilliant show to podcast. Rush Hour with Bern, Bluey and Jars. Do yourself a favour. Get around this show.
I had a phone call this morning from one of my best mates and a guy that Bernie works with as well on Saturday mornings, James Brayshaw, our own Triple M.
He's the captain.
Very good caller.
Yeah, he's our captain.
Channel 7 cricket.
I'm vice
he's all
captain.
Over the
he's
shop.
Captain.
Hey, he's name dropping there.
He's vice captain, is he?
No, he's our captain of the rush hour and I'm vice captain.
National.
Jimmy told me that.
Right, okay. All right.
No what are we?
Anyway, he is basically right. single-handedly responsible for the most embarrassing moment of my life.
Be careful.
Your life.
Well, I'll just sort of paint the picture. So we're in our 20s, young men, and we're out on the parade.
Yes, sir.
All right. And it's a place, it's called Manto Cafe now. It's on the corner opposite the town hall there in Norwood. It used to be a bar. So James and I are sort of getting ready for the evening.
Young and
we're up there sort of early on, and the crowd's starting to flock in, right? And as we're having a couple of beers, all of a sudden I started getting this shocking stomach ache, right? And it's like one of those where you think, I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go. And I don't know about you blokes, but I hate public toilets.
Yeah.
Like, hate, if you can possibly avoid them, you do. Yeah, so I said to James, I said, listen, mate, something's brewing badly and I need to go home and sort this out. So the night's over.
Oh,
thanks,
so you left.
Well, James said, mate, you are not going anywhere.
So you've done a runner and left your mate, Jimmy, defend
well,
yourself.
Well, he said, mate, you're not going anywhere. Under no circumstances, if you have to do it here, do it here.
Okay.
So I'm like, you prick. Anyway, so I just sort of, it just eased off after a while. So I thought, right, this is good. And then the crowd kept flocking in, and it was jammed. There must have been a couple hundred people in this bar, right? So this is about an hour later, and next thing, it comes back, and it's like full vengeance burn. It's like
it's trying to teach you a lesson for not going home the first time.
It's like Dumb and Dumber, right? Like I'm giving it, like all of a sudden I've just gone, oh no. And I'm like going through the crowd, parting the crowd.
No. Don't tell
and
me.
And I go into the toilet.
Don't tell me.
And there's one toilet, right? Mm. And it's before you get to the urinal. As soon as I saw it, the blood just drained out of my face. There's no toilet door and there's no toilet seat. Not even a toilet seat on this.
No.
On this
what
toilet.
Was this place?
Exactly. Exactly.
Where were you?
So, and
you
I'm
sure
like,
you weren't somewhere else?
Kalgoorlie, like, red light district.
I have just got to go. So I've pulled the old.
Yes.
And I had to hover over the toilet. Yeah. But in the meantime.
People walking in.
And people are just walking in.
And they're going, is that Greg Brooks?
Because they have to.
Geez, he's in stride.
They had to pull your strides
they
down.
They have to walk past me to get to the urinal.
So you pulled your strides down.
I pulled my strides
and pulled
down,
your thong down.
And I'm hovering. I'm hovering over the toilet and it's just flying.
Oh,
and everyone's
disgusting.
Going. Oh, what is
If you like that, download the Listener app and subscribe to the Rush Hour with Bernie, Jars and Bluey and get your local Rush Hour in your podcast feed every day.